Hello and welcome. Welcome to the table. You're listening live or maybe on our podcast to Stirring the Pot on Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, Vashon Island, Washington. We originate from our sweet island in Puget Sound, where gardens grow, food-centered lives thrive.
And humor abounds.
And humor abounds, and people remember to be kind to each other here. We're happy you're here, and we hope you'll pull up a chair and give a listen. I'm Linda Nygaard.
I'm Tom Conway.
And there's Tom Conway. And who else is sitting here?
I'm sitting over here behind the big red chairs.
This is Truman O'Brien, our trusty engineer and color commentator.
Yes, we were trying to perfect our East Texas accents, West Texas accents.
West, yeah. And we failed miserably.
That's where our best friend Truman is from.
Yeah. Hey, as an aside and a bit of a brag, I just wanted to talk a little bit about our introductory music. I don't know if you've noticed it, but we love it. We listen to it every time. And I just want everybody to know that that lovely little piece was composed and produced by my son, Ryan Thomas.
Yay!
It's a lot longer than we have time to play, but we do love what we hear. He wrote and produced it for me when I told him I was going to have a radio show a few years ago. And so anyway, hi, Ryan. I just wanted to give him a little shout out and a big thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan, for classing up our show.
Yeah. But, you know, when the music comes up, so do our spirits. It's kind of fun to, I know you can't see us out there, but every time that music comes up, we do a chair dance or
exactly.
A chair sway kind of.
We do.
So, yeah. So anyway, thank you. And that's just kind of fun. That's a mom brag there. So, okay. On to other things. Today, we have a wide range of topics.
We're all over the place.
We're going to be all over the place. And, you know, to tell you the truth, here's a true confession. Tom and I were so busy this week, we didn't have time for our regular meeting. We always have a meeting about a week ahead of time, and then we have time to do research.
Because we have ideas.
We always have ideas. So yeah. I'm telling you, we had a phone conversation this morning at 6:30 with our cups of coffee.
Exactly.
And we invented a show for today.
Yep. We wanted to cinch it up. We wanted to make sure we were ready for you. Because we had talked about a bunch of stuff, but we never
got it nailed down.
Exactly. Because, yeah. You know, mid-show, Linda would go like, we decided not to talk about that.
Or, did you forget what we were going to talk about?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I told you, no streusel until March. No streusel.
And definitely no clafouti.
No clafouti.
Yeah.
Hey, I almost made it for you the other day.
Well, I think about you all the time, every time I see the word, and every time I think about making one, you know, or somebody said I made a clafouti, and I just laughed. Because I know what Tom would say.
I would say, like, so did you just throw it in the garbage, or did you eat it?
I always think of the seven words you can't say on the radio.
And clafouti's one of them.
Yeah, I think clafouti should be one of them.
Yeah. Well, so let's do a little catch up.
Sure.
It's been a while since, it just seems like a long time. I guess maybe it hasn't been, but... Has it been a whole month?
It has.
So,
it has. And did we talk about our birthdays last month?
We did not. Well, we said we were going to have them.
That's right.
But we hadn't had them yet.
And I noticed there were no flags in downtown Vashon or anything.
No. One year somebody put happy birthday Linda Nygaard on the marquee at the
theater.
You've
had that done.
I've had that done. I didn't do it, but some friends of mine did.
That is awesome.
And it was really fun. It was kind of funny. I got lots of phone calls that year.
Yeah. I love that tradition.
Yeah. It's a nice tradition. You know, you can rent the marquee for your own personal message. All you have to do is talk to Eileen at Vashon Theater and she'll put it up there for you.
I wonder if she has words you can't say.
I'm sure she does. I mean, she does have decorum, unlike some of the rest of us.
She's a responsible adult.
Yes, she is. And she runs a really nice business. I love going to the theater.
She does. In fact, one of the things I look forward to she does every year are the Oscar nominated shorts.
Oh, I know. Did you go?
No, because I had like adult commitments that, you know, other people, I couldn't, you know, bag out and go like, I'm going to the movie. I don't care if you need open heart surgery. I want to see the animation shorts.
I know.
So they've already had animation shorts shown. And then they also had animation and documentary shorts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to see it, but I'm going to go on Wednesday to see the live action short.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
And what's so great about it is it's, you don't usually get to see these things. You know, mm-hmm. you'll, if you watch the Oscars, you go like, who, what are these movies? You know?
Yeah.
And, but they're in a certain amount of time. And so you really have to have a tight story and you have to have a tight production.
Right.
And I've never been disappointed by the four or five mm-hmm. Entries in mm-hmm. that category. It's really fun.
Well, you're quite a learned gentleman.
That's right.
In that regard, you are.
But it's I think 7:30 on Wednesday they're showing them.
Okay. And you know, since this is a food oriented show.
Oh, and then you can buy a Mighty Mouse. How about that?
Oh, you know, I love Eileen's popcorn. It's always fresh, really crunchy, mm-hmm. and she uses real butter.
Exactly.
None of that, you know.
And you know what? Do you know how many times that poor woman has heard people go like, is it real butter?
I know.
Everyone is so snarky about it.
Is it real?
Is it real? Hey, do we look like we're in Kent? This is real butter.
It's real butter. How much would you like?
Exactly.
And on goes a half a cup.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's really good. And you should tell about the Mighty Mouse thing that you buy.
Oh, well, it was one of the reasons I moved to Vashon was because... the theater's Mighty... At the time I moved here, I think it was $4. It might have been $5. And you get a soda, you get a sody,
mm-hmm.
and you get a popcorn,
mm-hmm.
and you get a candy of your choice.
Mm-hmm. And it comes in a little tray.
And it comes in a little tray, and you can be like a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old.
It's just wonderful,
it's
and
awesome.
It's just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
Even in the small bag, I can't eat the whole bag of popcorn.
Exactly.
And so this is just the right amount, and I always get raisinettes.
Oh, do you? I get chocolate-covered almonds.
Oh.
But sometimes if I'm feeling radical, I go for a Butterfinger. So
oh, yeah, that's good, too.
Gum up my teeth during the movie. And
yeah.
But that's it. So now I think it's up to about $8, but it's still a bargain.
But it's still a bargain.
If you were in Seattle, that would be
$42. Oh, $42. Yeah, well, maybe.
Like, please sign here.
Yeah. And Truman brought us a gift today. Thank you, Truman.
Yeah.
He brought us some Palouse. For those of you who don't know, Palouse is a local winery. And he brought us some Syrah, each of us a bottle. So thank you for that.
Very. And we brought you sparkles.
Our witty remarks and sparkling conversation.
Exactly. You know, we always say we're going to bring something like every time.
Well, sometimes we do.
We do. I was going to buy you cookies.
Buy?
Yeah, because I didn't make anything.
Oh, yeah, I didn't either. Well, I did, but not... They're
not
gone.
For us, yeah.
Not for you.
Was it the pudding that you brought last week?
Yes. The chocolate.
The chocolate.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah. And I thought you were going to bring me a birthday cake.
You know, if I didn't have my adult duties this week.
You thought about it. I know you thought
did.
About it.
I really did. I was going to make you, I already had it planned. I was going to make you a coconut cake with a lemon curd filling.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I love coconut cake.
Maybe I'll do it next time.
Yeah. Or just, you know, next week is fine too, because my birthday goes on for a month and a half.
Oh.
And I don't know why that is. I think it's because it's at the end of January. And when January comes, everybody's so sick of presents and they're so sick of crap, they just want to forget it. So they do. And then about a week later, they're like, oh, I missed your birthday. Well, can I take you to dinner? And it's like,
When is your birthday?
January 28th.
And how about you, Tom?
February 5th.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So,
I'm 4 days after you.
Oh, so are we all Aquarians?
We're all Aquarians.
We're all Aquarians. Wow.
So that's why there's trouble in the studio.
Misty watercolor memories.
Yeah.
No, that's a different song.
That's a different song, but still it applies.
That's right.
Just so you know,
yeah,
I had the best birthday of my entire life this year.
Wow.
It was just phenomenal. I had so many. It was a big birthday.
People say that about their 40th.
Thank you. Well, you're not supposed to tell how old I am. I mean, come on. But I had I got flowers and I got candy. And somebody sent me, a good friend of mine in Seattle sent me a package. It looked like those big long boxes that roses come in, that mm-hmm. long-stemmed roses come in. And inside was a gorgeous bouquet of flowers and a box separately packaged, all refrigerated, of the biggest, most delicious chocolate-covered strawberries I've ever had.
Ooh.
And it's called Cherry's Berries. And it's part of FTD, I think. I'm not sure what it is, but it was so good, and what a surprise.
Yeah.
And that was quite wonderful. And then I had dinner with my kids and some friends in Seattle at their house. And
well, it's nice, too, that you have those kind of children that actually like you.
It is really nice. It's a big blessing, and it's not a chore, you know?
No, they like you.
My son made, on the Traeger grill, a filet mignon to die for. It was fork tender. And a whole bunch of salmon and salad and charcuterie board that Angela made. And it was a really lovely birthday. And I know some of you are listening out there, and I just want to say thank you, because my heart was full. Seriously, mm-hmm. I felt the love. It was wonderful. Joe and Evan bought me a cake from Bakery Nouveau.
Oh
my.
Their cakes are crazy good.
They're crazy good. This was German chocolate. And oh my, it was just delicious. And I forgot to share it.
Indeed you did, you selfish troll woman.
Shrew is the word. Shrew, yeah. And what about your birthday, Tom? I know you went to dinner a couple times, and you had quite a birthday too.
Yeah, you know, what's really great is I sort of let my, I try not to make my birthday like a national holiday.
Yeah. Opposite of me.
Exactly. Exactly. I try to sneak through the week without anybody noticing.
Oh,
and we're lucky with lovely friends on the island, and you know, so I had some friends take me out for lunch, and we went to Ramble House, and it was just great. It was really great, because none of us, for once, we were all sort of without a schedule, and we just sat there forever.
Oh.
And kind of, you know, just enjoyed our company, each other's company, mm-hmm. and lunch. And then that night, my neighbor's kids, who are great. They were in the jazz band at the high school. So I went to the high school
on
jazz
the night
band
of your
concert.
Birthday?
Yeah. On the uh-huh. They have a concert every year, and it was my birthday. So I wanted to go see them play.
Mm-hmm.
One plays a trombone, which what I love is that these are young ladies who are fiercely original and independent, and sort of they,
is this junior high age or like,
yeah, it's high school and then junior high.
Oh, nice.
And one plays a trombone,
mm-hmm.
and the other plays a stand-up bass.
Oh, wow.
See, which is
good
pretty,
for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And it was really fun. Very fun.
Yeah, stand-up bass is quite a magical instrument.
Yeah.
You know?
You really have to commit.
You really have to commit to that. You really do. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, happy late birthday. I know I called and sang happy birthday to you.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
I usually do that. I make my friends suffer through my singing on the phone.
It was okay. We're just getting rid of the infection in the ear of Gus right now. Gus is back to hearing. It must have been a pitch that only he could hear.
Only he could hear it, I'm sure. Yeah.
Poor
yeah.
guy.
So I don't know. If you know anybody whose birthday it is, do something. Because it's really a kind and generous gesture. Even if it's just a phone call or a little thought, it's a good thing.
You didn't ask me about my birthday.
Well, I wasn't there yet.
Oh, okay.
So how was your birthday?
Good cover,
Truman?
Linda.
I made waffles.
You did?
In the morning.
Like Belgian waffles?
Like homemade waffles?
No, just waffles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
With real maple syrup, or did you have fruit or bacon?
No,
what'd you have?
No, I had real maple syrup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
I love waffles.
I do too. So there we go. That was my whole birthday.
You know,
that was your whole birthday?
That was
my whole birthday.
You know, that's the important thing, though. The important thing about a birthday. This is how I truly feel about birthdays.
Okay.
Like, oh God, here, Tom. Because
he's going to wax poetic.
He's got to wax on about, you know, me. It is a little egocentric, but hey, what isn't? But what I think about the birthday for me, like, mm-hmm. I'm 69 years old.
Right.
It's taken me a long time to figure it out.
Okay.
But I feel like I have.
All right.
So sit down, children. Here's some wisdom. Really, basically, each day, it's so cliche, but it is a gift. And if you treat each mm-hmm. day like it is a gift, mm-hmm. and the little things, if you go back through your day and you think about all the wonderful little things that happen, and they don't have to be big, they can be small.
Right.
In fact, I encourage that they be small, because then you start seeing more and more as you go on. I think that's a really great, that's your birthday is every day. Every day is what I'm saying is if you treat each day as something as special, like I know people who like, I feel like they just wait till that one day and they've had 364 days of misery. And then we have to like really put up with their,
we have to raise the bar a little bit.
We have to make them make sure they know where they're loved. And,
Well, I don't feel that way.
No, you don't.
I do try every day to be grateful for something and to notice that there are good things that happen every day.
Yeah.
We can all have really crappy days.
Gratitude
which
is
we do,
the,
but
is
gratitude's
the, best
the key.
Gift.
It the really is the key. You know, Tom, we were talking this morning at O'Dark 30 about living every day.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And we both said, well, what does that really mean? I mean, is it really different from how we just live our lives?
And it's not, and if I can say for me, because it's one of those terms I find really annoying.
I do too.
Is that kicking the bucket, not kicking the bucket, what's it called? Bucket list.
Bucket list.
Bucket list is sort of like, it's like my cleaning laundry list. Like you're going through checking off stuff. It's like, it's not about filling, it's not, you know, find things you like to do and then do them. It just seems so contrived to me.
Well, the only thing I see about it is it gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, you think about that. But I'm with you. I wake up every morning going,
what's today?
Here I am again.
Yeah, here
and
I
when,
am.
When you have friends that don't make it this far,
I know.
Then it really brings it to you.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah. And, you know, just for our audience's sake, I'm going to say, since you confessed your age, I'm right around that age. I'm not 40, but I'm right around that age.
I want to be really clear about something. I'm 69, but I look 67.
I think I look younger than I am too.
Exactly.
Every day, except when I look in the mirror. So, you know, we talked last time we were here that we were both going to try something new.
Yes.
Something we'd never cooked before.
Yes.
And then we were going to come and report.
Yes. What'd you make?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
How'd you do?
I'm right now going through
you
my...
You didn't.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry.
I am cataloging. I can still pull I can pull something out of my,
Yeah, well, I could too.
I am thinking about what I made that what was new.
Oh, you know.
I'm still thinking. Yeah.
I did.
What?
I made peanut butter cookies.
Okay.
And I don't make cookies very often. I've made them more in the recent couple of years than I have in 30 years probably. But I was given a gift by our friend Deborah and Amy at Christmas time that had the most exquisite peanut butter cookie you've ever had in your entire life. And I'm not a big peanut butter cookie fan. It's sort of like, you know, yeah, they're good. They're fine, but there's nothing special. Like, you know, with those little fork marks in them.
Okay. I'm just going to stop you right there.
Why? Because you adore them?
Like the holy grail of cookies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chocolate chips are, I'm going to tie them with like a good chocolate chip. Well, then again, why don't I add a pecan sandy?
Well, see, but
and
before,
I do like a molasses cookie,
but and a ginger,
ginger,
and before, but before that, come brown butter oatmeal cookies.
Oh yeah,
those are to die for.
They're not bad.
Anyway, I want to tell you about these cookies.
Okay.
So the recipe, should any of you listeners want to look it up, is on the New York Times cooking site, and we'll post it on Facebook page if you don't have a subscription to the New York Times. Anyway, it's it's got like about almost a cup of peanut butter in it and quite a bit of butter. And my mouth's watering just talking about them.
Yeah, and if you come across a peanut butter cookie recipe that has less than a cup of peanut butter, just throw it
just
in the garbage.
Just put more in.
Yeah, just put more in.
Because, you know, it doesn't really change the cookie.
Yeah, they're not really committed if it's less than a cup.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Anyway, this particular... It's kind of a weird dough that you make. I never had a cookie dough like this, but it's got a kind of a crumbly texture, and then you just kind of squeeze it all together and you make little balls out of it, out of this peanut butter dough. Mm-hmm. And then you have beaten an egg with a tiny bit of water in it and beat, 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 and get it all frothy. And then you've chopped up kind of not finely chopped, but not whole peanuts. Chop them up a little bit. And so you dip that little round ball in the egg mixture and then you roll it in the peanuts. And then you put them on parchment paper, which is very important, and bake them for about 15 minutes. And I'm telling you, the recipe was patterned I've heard, on payday candy bars. You know, this is sort of like the salted roll candy bar.
Boy, that sounds really good.
It's so good. They are so good. So I experimented a little bit with the cooking time. And it says cook 15 minutes or bake 15 minutes. So I did that. And I thought they were a little soft. They were just a little too chewy for me. So I upped it to like 18.
Did you give them a chance to cool before you ate them? Or, okay, just...
Well, for a minute. Not quite all the way cool. But I was busy baking.
I know.
And so then I upped it to 18 minutes. And I upped the oven temperature just to see what would happen. Uh-huh. And they turned out crunchy. Uh-huh. And they were so good. They were like crunchy, like a ginger snap crunchy, but it was peanut butter with peanuts.
Sounds good.
So, you know, they're not fussy, I guess is my point. They're not fussy.
Yeah.
So anywhere between 15 and 20 minutes, anywhere between 350 and 400, just put them in there.
That sounds really good. So I have a recipe for, which is also from the New York Times, mm-hmm. that I love. It's a peanut butter cookie, but it's called their salty sweet peanut butter sandies. So it's almost like a pecan sandy, that texture, but it's peanut butter. Mm. And you use a mashed potato scoop.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you scoop out the dough and you leave it like that.
So like a little mound?
Like a little mound. And the dynamics of the recipe don't allow it to spread out.
Oh.
So yours is like a nice crispy, crunchy.
Well, you have cookie. To smash it a little. I forgot to say that before you put it in the oven. Mm-hmm. It tells you to just smash it a little bit.
Yeah. This one you don't smash it. It's like a little mound.
Oh.
And
is it crumbly when you bite it?
Uh-huh. It's almost like not really, but kind of like, you know, Russian tea cakes, but not really. It's more like a sandy shortbread that's basically tripped out on peanut butter.
Yum.
That's really good. Salty sweet peanut butter sandies.
Well, anything salty and
we'll
sweet.
We'll put that one on there too.
Okay, that would be good.
We'll talk about business later.
Yeah, but we can do that okay, for sure.
Good.
So you bought a cookie today? not really a cookie, but there's a story.
That was, you know, I was, again, I was on my high horse yet once again. And I was going like, you know, people just need to quit complaining about how much things cost because it's not going to change.
I'm so tired of that.
I'm a little bit of a pragmatist on this. Like, you know, like, unless you've, you know what, you get to complain about prices if you've owned a restaurant. Because I think everyone I know who owns a restaurant or a bakery or a cafe, it is so hard to make
and
it work.
And they're not getting rich.
They're not getting rich.
They're lucky if they have a 30% margin.
Exactly. I'm not going to go into what started this whole thing because it's not really fair. Because it was a little bit of it. I got a little bit of tear in my eye about it. I called my banker and said, can I buy this?
Can
cookie?
I have a loan?
Can I buy a cookie? Can I buy two cookies? but it is that thing where we all are a sticker shock because it just costs so much to produce food, to pay for the ingredients, to pay for the labor that makes it to the, you know, your rents are outrageous.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So anyway, but, I still needed something sweet. So I went over to a little cup because I was in, it's so pathetic. I'm too far. This is what's bad is when you're trying to figure out if you're too far from the bakery
to walk. Well, as I said, it was across the street
Well, excuse me, but it was across the street and up half a block.
Well, yeah.
And I was and I had just gotten Sicilia pizza at Solo Mio.
So you were a little way down.
I was a little way down. It was right before the show. I thought, I need something a little sweet, you know? And then I went in a little cup and they had this beautiful cherry pie in very much like a tart style, but a true, you know, crust, like what I call like an American crust, you know? And it was, I just wanted to buy like six more. It was so good.
Oh,
you know, because you know how I love pie, but it was such a nice treat.
Cherry's my favorite. It really is my great. Favorite.
And whoever made that, I should find out who made it because it was really good.
Well, they, yeah.
Because it's homemade.
Yeah, it's home. They're all their pastries are homemade there, which is just really wonderful, I think. They're really good. And sometimes, yeah, we get a sticker shock. You know, one of the things I want to talk about is some of the restaurants in town and what they're doing and what's going on there. But I was on Facebook the other day and I read an anonymous post.
Insert my grr.
I know. And it was criticizing one of our really well-loved restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to name it. No. But it was just so mean. And then other people kind of chimed in and they were anonymous too. Nobody like put their name on it, you know? And it was all about, well, the food was nothing special. Or I thought the service was rude. It was like no context. Mm-hmm. And so then you think, well, what do they call that? Like the computer warriors or the, what do they call that? Internet social media warriors? I don't know. But I'm really tired of the anonymous posts that come across. Because if you really believe something and you're trying to help and not just complain, put your name on it with some helpful hints or some, right. How about you talk to the manager?
Yeah, that's what you do. You know, if you have some issue, then talk to the people there.
Because I know the restaurants.
It's so cowardly.
I know. And I know the restaurants on Vashon Island, and there's not one that doesn't have an amenable manager.
Right.
They will all talk to you.
Everybody's trying hard.
Everybody's trying hard. And so I just would ask all of you to just remember that when you're out there. And we're griping about the prices because everything is expensive. It is, period. End of subject. It's not like they're trying to take advantage of you.
No. You know, I think, too, that it's generationally, like, you know, for folks our age.
Yeah.
Things really changed in our lifetime where when we were kids, you never went out to eat.
I know.
We went
it was
out
special
to eat for,
occasion
for special
only.
Occasions for birthday.
It was a big deal.
Big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got your little collared shirt on and no shoes or sandals. You'd go to a nice restaurant and that was for your birthday maybe. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, we're so used to going like two or three times a week.
Like, I don't feel like cooking. Where should I eat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what's happened. And it's good. I mean, it's fine if people want to do that, but it costs money.
You know, and the other thing, too, is speaking of egos, it really is remarkable that a person sitting there at their kitchen table in Ellisport or, okay, I'll throw another.
Burton or Spring Beach,
you know, somewhere where they're sitting there and they feel like their opinion is important enough to really ruin the business of somebody on the island.
I know. But they're going to do it anonymously.
Yeah,
so nobody can point a finger.
You know, I won't gripe about it if you put your name on it.
No, and you know, that's true. I wouldn't gripe about it if you put your name.
Then that's your opinion, but this is just...
Or if you open it up to a conversation instead of just a griping session, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a pet peeve of mine.
Exactly. We had our little tirades this morning at 6:42.
Did you read the one that said...
Oh, wait, let me get another cup of coffee. I'm all over this.
I just can't take it anymore.
Thank God that Linda and I are both early risers. Anyway.
Well, Tom texts me sometimes at 5:45 in the morning to just with some brilliant idea.
Hey, guess what, Linda?
I know you're up.
I know you're up.
Yeah. So, moving right along.
Yeah.
We have some sort of fun restaurant news that's going on in Vashon. And I wanted to talk about the hardware store. Because, you know, have you been yet, Truman, to their new digs?
I had probably the best weather vane scallops.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Had a beurre blanc sauce.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I've been there twice since they reopened, and I tell you, it's some of the best food I've ever had. I had a poke bowl one day.
Whoa, that's a reach.
That's a stretch, isn't it? And it was so delicious. I couldn't get enough of it. And it was a huge serving, and I just thought they've done a really good job with how it looks and how it feels in there.
Yeah, it's very calming.
It's calming. Yeah. I had my doubts to begin with, you know, from peeking in the window, because I'm not a minimalist, you know, I'm not. And I thought, oh gosh, please don't make it a cold environment.
Right.
And it's not. It's just so welcoming and warm, and I thought the staff was just very mm-hmm. wonderful.
I have to tell you, I had lunch there the other day. I was meeting a friend for lunch,
uh-huh.
and I got there first, mm-hmm. and they put me over behind the Russian stove.
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah. And I'm waiting. My friend, he didn't show up.
Oh,
and,
no.
And finally, about 10 after, I'm about to send him a note, and he sends me a text, and he said,
Where are you?
Where were we meeting for lunch? I said... He said, anyway, he'd been on the other side.
On the other side of the fireplace.
Yes, for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it was really good. You've been too, haven't you, Tom?
Yeah. I had some friends come over for the Scott Fife show at VCA, which is crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole show is great. But we went there for... I make them take me to breakfast.
Well, that's nice. Oh, you had breakfast. I haven't been for breakfast.
Yeah, because, we went before. Well, actually, no, they were late. We had late. You can have whatever you want.
It was kind of linner.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but.
It was really good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm really happy that they're back and better than ever, I think. Mm-hmm. Really better than ever. And then... We keep trying to learn more about the O Vashon, which is the Vietnamese, or what is he calling it? Asian fusion.
Yes, Asian. Yeah.
Asian fusion, and it's going to be some Chinese and some Thai and some Vietnamese. She's going to have pho. Can you believe it? We're going to get pho on the island. And she's very close to opening.
Yeah, if you go to, there's a website,
yes.
O like O-H.
Mm-hmm. That's her name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, so people know like
it's not just
how to
O.
spell it.
Yes.
Yeah. OHVVashon.com,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can see the menu, and you can, and it says pretty much getting ready to open.
Mm-hmm. The menu is will make you salivate.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It looks really good. I went by the property the other day to just have a peek and see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I didn't get out of my car, but I just drove by, and it looks like it's going to be really cute.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then I also wanted to talk a little bit about our tea shop, Anurana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, I mean, there's always somebody in there. And it's a place where you can go in and there's wicker chairs or there's a high table or there's a little table for two. And not all the time, but frequently when I go in there, and I don't go in there that often, but...
Mm-hmm.
There's a group of women sitting in the front knitting, and they knit and they talk and they have tea, and it's just wonderful to see. And they're fairly young women, and I suspect they're getting away from kids and responsibilities, and they're having a break, and it's really good.
It's almost like you go for the tea and the food, but you stay for the kindness.
Exactly.
It has a lovely feel there, and the owners are so lovely.
I have a daughter-in-law, Christine, whose birthday is on my birthday,
mm-hmm.
and so I went in there to get her a present, and I thought, she likes tea, and I thought, I'll just get a nice little bag of tea for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not, I have this little box I packed up for her, but...
Oh, sure, you just got her one bag of tea.
Yeah, I just got her a bag of tea. No, I didn't. And so I asked, I said, you know, I want something sort of calming, but not like chamomile, like not, you know, I don't want that. So she got out like five different types of tea and had me smell them. And she told me all about them. And this one has this in it. And this one has that in it. This one's a little stronger. This one's a little, and it was quite wonderful. And I found one that I liked. And then while she was making the little cute little package of it, I just started browsing around and looking at the snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. I had no idea. There's all kinds of Indonesian and Nepalese kinds of snacks in there.
And that the back refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. That's full of delicious curry. But I'm talking about snacks that are packaged.
Right.
You know, like some spicy kinds of crunchy things and little candies and cashews that are done with cumin and parsley and garlic and really some really lovely things.
Yeah. And, so, but I wonder, a lot of people don't know about that, the refrigerator case where they've got curries and sandwiches.
Egg salad.
And lots of vegetarian options.
A lot of vegetarian and some vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it curry in a hurry.
Curry.
And it is. And it's very good curry. So that was like one of my little adventures that I had. I love that.
That is good.
And then was there somebody else we were talking about, Tom, that we wanted to talk about? We had a great experience. Always have a good experience at Island Queen.
Well, you know, here's a little inside a scoop. like, well, you know, like the Burton Coffee Stand.
Oh, yeah.
God bless Catherine.
It's its own community.
It is. It's really like, I think NATO's headquarters is really it.
It's Burton in disguise.
It is. Yeah. They have a little trap door. That's where they really go.
Yeah.
But it's fun because a lot of times when you go there, she always has really great pastries. And
her almond tart. Yeah. Whoever makes that.
And she has individuals who supply her. And right. then she has, but it's really nice. Like, and then Snapdragon sometimes mm-hmm. supplies her mm-hmm. certain days. And then I was there on a Sunday and the baker at Burton, Camp Burton, made bear claws.
Oh, real bear claws?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Oh, it was good.
Oh, man. Yeah. I haven't had a bear claw in 100 years.
They were big ass bear claws.
Were they? Yeah, can you say that
on
the radio?
It was a big ass bear claw. It was like a grizzly.
Oh, yeah. Man. That sounds good.
It wasn't no little teacup poodle.
I wonder if she's going to have them again.
Yeah, Sunday, I think.
I would go.
Yeah, Sunday.
Okay, I'll go Sunday. Okay. I would love it.
I'll report when I'm there. I think there's another day I'll find out about that.
Okay, do.
Yeah.
And maybe we can journey there together.
Yeah, and you know another, speaking of like local dining mm-hmm. and eating mm-hmm. out, I think it's amazing what the senior center does. Have you ever, do you get
yes.
there?
Yes, I have had lunch there.
Yeah.
I'm not quite old enough, of course, but
well, no.
but they let me in anyway.
They stop me at the door and go, I'm sorry.
Do you have any ID?
But Youth Day is next week. That's right. So, but, you know, it's crazy. It's like so reasonable.
It's like $7, I think.
It's not even that, I think.
It used to be $5, and then they had to raise their prices a little bit, too.
But the food is really good, and they post what their menu is mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I believe, or maybe?
No, every day but Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the weekend, but...
Okay.
Oh, but maybe they don't do it Friday. I don't know.
They definitely do it Monday, Friday. I know that. It's
so,
just the other days.
So then they do Tuesday and Wednesday, too. They just don't do Thursday. They're not open on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the food is crazy.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
It's very good. And
I know I looked at this week's menu and I was going to get myself a wig
and some clip-on earrings.
And some clip-on earrings. And I was going to play Madea. Go, give me my seat, girl.
I need
some food.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they had like, I think they had clam chowder one day and the next day they had meatloaf and then the next day they had, it was like.
And then they get lasagna and then they have tacos and then it's really good food. And the camaraderie there is wonderful. You get to hear some great stories.
They're hugely popular.
Really interesting people. And again, it's served with a smile. It's all volunteers and they're serving it and they're mm-hmm. just happy to be there. And
they also deliver.
It's three courses. Yeah. I mean, you get a salad. They bring your salad, then they bring your whatever entree, and then you get a little dessert.
And they also deliver to people who can't drive.
Right, right.
So that's good.
That's really good.
Okay, then another thing on the volunteer
another
thing is the food bank. I can't wait to go see
it. Oh, I know, I know.
I think they're giving out tours mid-March, maybe.
Right.
And then I think it's going to open maybe...
April sometime, I think.
Yeah.
I talked with Emily Scott, who's the executive director
she's
over
amazing.
There. She is amazing. And she's going to be on the show, and I can't remember what we decided when. We were sort of thinking last month, but she got way too busy. And mm-hmm. it's just a really hectic time right now with things. Deadlines are moving up and mm-hmm. things are happening. And so she'll be on the show at some point.
Yeah, that I can't wait. It's either be on it or listen, either one. I'll take either. Because I'm just fascinated how she and her team and the mm-hmm, board, and mm-hmm. I know it's a group effort, but how they managed to do this. It was a huge undertaking and it had great vision, like mm-hmm. to partner with, in a way, like, you know, the is it the Presbyterian Church?
And the social services.
Social service, mm-hmm. yeah. And mm-hmm. and to have their mm-hmm. own space that's you know, a place you can go and not feel like you're lesser than.
No, not ever.
And
it's like shopping.
Yeah, you just, it's really impressive.
It's my understanding that, I forgot what I was going to say.
Which birthday was this? Yeah.
Oh, I forget what I was going to say. Oh my gosh.
Here, let me
really
grab your walker and we'll go see. Let's go try to find it.
I'm sure it was something very wise, but it's gone now.
Do you want me to jump in there? Because I can.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
We're well. What else do you want to talk about?
Oh, I got all sorts of stuff.
So do I.
Okay,
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, spring cleaning is something that I have kind of been thinking about.
As long as you're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it, but I did clean my fridge. And I decided to clean my fridge because there were some really good vegetables in there and some really stuff that needed to be eaten. So I made refrigerator soup.
Hey, did you have any gooey stuff in the bottom of your crispers?
Oh, never. That never happens to me.
Seriously?
Never happens
no
to me.
No gooey stuff in the bottom?
No, it's always in a bag.
It's in a bag.
It's not sitting in the drawer by itself. Yes, there was a little bit of that. I think it used to be spinach.
That's the worst.
It's the worst. It goes bad so quickly.
And you look in that Ziploc and you go,
I wonder what that was. You know, it's a really interesting thing that happens to everybody. But nobody, for the longest time, nobody would talk about it. Because it's like this terrible secret that's in the bottom of my fridge.
Do you know what I look like? If you open up my crisper, it looks like I'm collecting shrunken heads. And you know what they are? Dried out avocados.
Oh, really? Mine are potatoes.
I can't believe I let them go. Like, you know, like, because they're so precious. But I'll have a bunch, and then I'll go, and it'll be too ripe, and I'll just leave it in there. And then,
oh, Tom.
You know, a month or two later, it's like,
is it hard as a rock?
I've traveled down the Amazon and found some
shrunken heads. Well, sometimes I have shrunken carrots. But they don't look like heads. They look like something else.
Hey, I made carrots last night.
You did? Were they good?
I did, yes. I used a little bit of triple sec.
Oh.
A little orangey flavor.
A little orangey. Did you roast them?
I steam them first to parboil them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And then I put them in butter in a saute pan. Mm-hmm. And then I pour the triple sec on and let it burn off the alcohol.
Nice.
Did you light them on fire?
No.
Oh.
But it is delicious.
Well, I like that. Well, orange and carrot is really a classic combination.
And that's kind of a traditional, I'm trying to think of the region, because I do my cooking by region.
And time of day.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's because it was one of my favorite cookbooks that I lost, but it was this, this particular region with the way they do it. And it's really great. You slice them up, on a diagonal.
We're still talking about carrots.
Carrots.
Okay.
And then you, put them in butter and saute them in butter, but then you fill up enough water to cover them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just let it simmer low until all the water evaporates and it creates kind of its own sort of buttery syrup with thing. And then you could always put a dollop of orange juice in there. Mm-hmm. Or you could, you know, triple sec.
And Grand Marnier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. I think that would be really good.
But you put enough water to cover them, you say?
Yeah. Well, you usually do it, you don't do it so much in a sauce pan as you do like a
skillet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
And by the time it evaporates, the carrots are tender.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you just add another knob of butter, and then you're whatever you want to punctuate the flavor with.
You should always add another knob of butter no matter what you're doing. Yeah. Always. I discovered a wonderful kitchen hack from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
They have the best frozen coconut shrimp. It's already breaded. It's already everything. And of course, I use my air fryer. I put it in the air fryer.
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking, you know, I want to do something different. So you know what I did? I made coconut shrimp tacos.
We really like to elevate food here. And but please go on.
Well, I'm telling you, it was really good. I chopped up a little cabbage to go with it and put some jalapeno on it. And, you know, the purists would have a fit, but I didn't use any salsa. I used sweet chili sauce.
Oh, I think that's a better option.
But it was in a tortilla. And it was really, really good.
Corn or flour or both?
Flour. I like flour tortillas really a lot. And then I read somewhere, well, actually a friend of mine said, we were talking about that. And I said, oh my God, it was so good. I'm going to make them again on purpose, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, well, you know, what I always do is I really like the naan as a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And she puts like, you know, mozzarella and the spaghetti sauce or, you know, pizza sauce or whatever on it. And that's what she does. So I'm going to Trader Joe's tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
So,
you know, that made me think of this last week, speaking of birthday, you know, birthday celebrations, my friend Joan likes to take me out to my birthday. So we ended up going. So I go over there. She lives in Renton. And oh, I wanted to go. I love Carbonito Brothers because it's like a big produce place. And they have a great nursery. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's so kind of old school Seattle.
Yeah.
South Sound. And they have great stuff. And in the summer, it's crazy good because they've got all their locally grown vegetables and fruits and stuff. So we were there and then we came back and I wanted dim sum.
Yum, yum, yum.
And so we went to this place called the Great Wall of China Shopping Center.
In Kent.
In Kent. It was like the bar scene from Star Wars. Like, I'm like, what's so great is like, you know, you're just a little, you know, cheery, scrubbed faced boy from Vashon. And you walk in this place and it is like every culture you have no idea about. You know,
mean it's not all Asian?
It's mainly, yeah, it's pretty much, but it's like, it's Korean, it's Vietnamese, it's Chinese, yum. It's Japanese, it's, so there's all these, this wonderful amalgamation of Asian cuisine and businesses, and then there's a big Asian supermarket within the shopping center, and it's so fun because, you know, we kind of have our patterns, and you're
sure.
I've never been here, and it was just wonderful because they had a place that made fresh juices out of sugar cane.
Yum.
And they had
this
another noodle place. They had lots of different noodle places. But we ended up getting dim sum. But what I love is sort of the incongruity of, you know, one of the oldest cultures in the world, and then we're ordering from iPads. So we were on the, you go through and I was ordering what I wanted, and my friend Joan, she was ordering. She goes, "Well, this doesn't seem like enough food." She goes, "Those are just small plates." I go, "Yeah, it's dim sum." She goes, "Yeah, but." It seems like don't you want more? And I go, I can always want more, but I think this is enough. She goes, no, I don't think so. So just, I think having an iPad with pretty pictures and your finger to touch it.
And all you have to do is just touch it.
Oh my God. She ordered they dissuaded us from some of the things. Like, it's just too much. And she ordered a half a duck. She ordered seafood noodle dish. And then she ordered this, like Happy Family fried rice dish and something else. And we had all the dim sum.
You were full and sated,
so
I'll bet.
So full.
You know, but isn't that how you do good Chinese food?
No, it is.
Order
and then we took
too
it home.
Much.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I
always
like
order too much Chinese. Yeah. Always.
But it was so fun to go somewhere I hadn't been and experience just a lot of cuisines that I hadn't, experienced. And it was just so much fun.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
The people
wonderful.
Were just great there.
Can I throw something out?
Absolutely.
Have you guys been to Big John's PFI?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's a great place, too. That's another place where...
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I'm going there on March 6th, actually.
Yeah, oh, good. I'll start a list for you.
You can start a list for me. I'd be happy to pick up some things for you.
Their cheese counter.
Their cheese. And, it must be 30 feet long.
Oh, at least.
At least. Maybe 50. And you know what I love about it is that they encourage you to taste.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. You don't even have to say, if I taste it, do I need to buy it? It's not that.
Now, have you been to the new, where they've moved to? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The old one was really the original.
Really funky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The original owner was John Croce, who's no longer with us. Wonderful man. And his, I'm not sure if Holly is one of his daughters. And Kathy and their brother. But I think Kathy sort of took it over.
It's just, I think it's a woman-owned
business
now.
I think it's Kathy Croce. Yeah. But what was so fun is when I first moved to Seattle, through a series of other people, I met them, and they had the best summer parties on the planet because it was like old school Italian. Big long tables of food. You'd be in the backyard, there'd be lights all out. Her dad had all these. Remember Aldo Cello? Aldo Cello was a marketing sort of a trope where he was an Italian who was selling this wine, but they had all these cardboard things, and he had so many of these Aldo Cello cutout life-size cardboards. So all around the lawn was Aldo Cello poking out of a holly tree, and Aldo Cello poking out
how
of the.
How fun!
It was really
how
fun.
How fun! Yeah. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've never seen so many different kinds of pasta.
Yeah.
And very interesting canned goods, all from Italy, of course. It's just a wonderful experience. Yeah.
That's one of those things where you go, oh God, it's still part of an old Seattle memory that still exists.
It still exists.
You know, it's gone uptown, but they still kept the feel and the beauty of the business.
It's really quite wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it. And then after that, I'm going over with some friends whose birthday it is. Mm. And after that, we're going to, I can't remember the name of the place, but I'll tell you next time, to have dim sum in the ID.
Oh, good. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah.
And there's a new place that used to be where the House of Hong was, and I bet that's it. That's a really big... But maybe not.
I don't know. I can't remember. I should know, but I don't. No, we'll talk about it next time. You know, one thing I want to talk about that we haven't even touched on, and pretty soon we're going to run out of time, is your garden, Tom. What's going on in the garden world nowadays?
You know, I am like one of the vermin of my garden, a little bit of a slug. I am currently
slugs
in the,
are not vermin.
They're not, but I couldn't come up with a, you know. Oh, hush up.
Slug'll do.
I've been going through my seed catalogs and stuff, and you know, here the big reality is you don't have to order for a long time, but we always panic. Like, I got to get seeds. I got to get this stuff. I got to get this in the ground.
But
you don't.
You know, I'm, as you know, not a gardener, but I have so many friends who are gardeners. And at this time of year, people are starting to foam at the mouth over seeds. You know, everybody's got, not everybody, but some people I know have piles of seed catalogs.
Everyone over orders. We always overorder seeds.
Like, well, isn't that like when you go to the nursery?
Yeah.
You always overbuy the petunias and the geraniums.
But this is a good time, though. This is a good time of year to plant your peas.
Really? This early?
Yeah. Peas are great. They're cold hardy. They can put up with it. Mm-hmm. But there's no real rush. Maybe you've got it within the month. But because the real... trouble is not with temperature, it's with pests. Like when a pea comes up, it's like the birds go, "Hey, girl, look over there. Let's eat it."
And the squirrels, and even the crows.
Sure. The crows will eat when it brings up the seed. The little shell from the seed. Mm-hmm. The crows will pull that up and eat it, and then the slugs will eat it. So you have to really kind of.
Well,
keep
does it. That change it, when it gets warmer? Or is that just a constant bother?
It's kind of a constant bother, but it's really prevalent now because there's not a lot out there when you plant really early.
Oh, they're hungry from winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there's, I used to buy my pea seeds from Michelle at Pacific Pottager, but now she's handed the torch over to New Moon Nursery. But I thought it was Peak, maybe.
I don't know.
We'll find out. We'll get you.
We'll find out. Yeah.
But I'm sure they're going to have peas. Because a lot of times it's better just to go with the seed starter people. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your shelling peas, and you got your Chinese pea pods, and then you got your snap peas, which are the best,
snap peas are,
the
they're my favorite. The snap, I love pea. Snap peas.
Yeah.
I love them. And is there anything else we should be thinking about planting right now?
Yeah, right now you can plant your brassicas, cabbages are cold hardy, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Mm. A lot of times Brussels sprouts you can even plant in late summer because they sort of go through the winter.
They'll survive.
There's one thing that I've had this year that I'm eager to try growing, and it's, I like escarole. I don't love it, but I like it. But most people don't like it because it's really bitter, and it can be any form of chicory. There's a lot of variety about what it can be, but there's one that's called a Batvian, and it's a smooth leafed escarole or chicory, and it's milder, and it's kind of nice. I'm going to try to grow that.
What color is it?
It's a light green. It almost looks like a bib lettuce,
like a sandwich kind of thing. Would you put it on a sandwich or is it?
Yeah, you could do sandwich. Yeah. You could do salads, and you could even do a quick stir fry.
Interesting. Yeah. And you're going to grow that?
I'm going to grow that.
What's going on in the greenhouse? What's happening with the lemons and the oranges?
Well, I booted the chickens out because I usually have the chickens. The chickens get to stay in there and have a nice, they have access in and out, and then to their coop. But this time of year, I tend to kick them out because. they stir up so much dust.
Oh.
And in the next 3 to 4 weeks, my peaches and apricots will be blooming. And I like to, and what happens is you, that kind of dust stirs up bacteria. And so it, you have a greater chance of spoilage when you start fruiting things.
Oh.
At least that's been my,
that's your experience.
That's my experience.
Well, didn't, weren't you telling me about a new orange that you're going to grow something?
Yeah, it's that one they call the fake name is like sumo
mandarin. Tangerine or mandarin. Yeah.
But I'm trying to find one. I've been eating a bunch of them.
I know, because, me too. They're so expensive, but oh my God.
Yeah, and if you if you find a seed in one, save the seed, because they make them seedless, so you can't.
Gosh, I wish I'd known that. I had some. Yes, with a bunch of seeds in it.
Wow.
It was a big surprise.
Yeah, when you have, again, save them for me.
I will.
Because I'm going to try to grow them, you know.
Okay.
I think legally they don't want you there. They're trademarked fruit. You can't propagate them asexually, like through grafting or
okay.
stuff. But I don't think they have any say if you grow seeds, from what I've read, is okay.
Well, do you think the Mandarin police are going to come after you?
You know, after this show, we're so popular, we're heard round the world.
Yes, round the world. Well, actually, we do have some listeners in some far off places.
Uh-huh.
So, we do. You know, maybe. But, well, I'm excited to see your greenhouse this summer because it's just grown and grown, and many different things mm-hmm. have evolved in there. And, are you still going to do some flowers?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll have dahlias. I'll have these fancy chrysanthemums. Mm-hmm. And normally I was like a poo-pooer of the chrysanthemum,
mm-hmm.
but, I like them now. And they have like really cool ones.
They're big
like
and they're beautiful.
The big Japanese versions. Yeah. And yeah.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of running out of time. Is there something hot on your list that you need to talk about? Do you have something?
Oh, well, I was going to say this time, just like, because, you know, seasonally stuff that's great mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. great to do and eat. Medjool dates are a treasure, and they are, you can get them all year, but this time of year you're getting them, it's like Washington's apples, you know. You know when you get them when they're fresh.
Right.
But then
it's
you can still
get
them all year. Yeah. And medjool dates you get.
Well, how do I tell if they're fresh?
Well, now they're fresh because they're in season.
But they're in a box always.
Yeah. If they aren't creamy, if they're like really hard and leathery,
dry.
Chewy,
mm-hmm.
they're probably not fresh. But
I guess I would like to be able to tell if they're fresh before I bite them or buy them.
Well, I don't know how you do that.
Like, isn't there a bin somewhere that is full of dates?
Okay, we've been through this. That's illegal.
Oh, it is?
That's stealing. You have to ask first.
Well, no. I would ask first, and I would pay for them by the pound,
okay,
of course.
Good.
I'm just saying.
Just
no, I didn't
shove
mean
shove a few
it, like,
in your purse. I didn't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, I'm just saying, you know, what do you call the bulk?
The bulk, yeah.
Bulk foods, maybe.
Bulk foods, yeah. Like, I get them at the bulk foods.
Okay, so
and
then they
really,
would be soft.
You can see if they're soft or
yeah,
not with
yeah.
your tweezers.
Okay.
With your twigs or tweezers.
Yeah, that would be good.
So have you had them where you slice them halfway, put mascarpone?
I knew you were going to say that.
Mascarpone and balsamic
drays.
That's really good.
And blue cheese and bacon.
Yeah.
You know, there's a crazy... recipe a friend of mine did. There are two crazy recipes they did that were super simple. One was just the medjool dates were sauteed in mm-hmm. a pan with like a teaspoon of olive oil until they were thoroughly warmed up. And then you just sprinkle sesame seeds on them.
Oh.
And you serve it as a hot appetizer in a little skillet. Crazy good.
Wow, that sounds really good.
And then the same bon vivants. they had a dessert where they tear it apart so it's rough.
Okay.
And they kind of saute the fragments of the dates in, again, olive oil with a little spritz of vanilla, and then you dollop it over or drip it over vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it
too.
Sounds like so nothing, but it was so good.
Well, dates are really good.
They are good.
They're really good, mm-hmm. and I love them. I like date-filled cookies.
Oh, yeah.
I made
date
those.
Date bars.
Date-filled cookies, you know, that really soft pastry, soft cookie dough,
mm-hmm.
and then you put a little blob of dates in the middle and then fold it over and bake. Oh,
yeah.
man, oh, man, oh, man. Better than, well, close to a bear claw.
Oh, I wasn't sure what you were going to say better than.
Well, I was going to say better than a bear claw.
Oh, okay, good.
No, I wasn't going to say the other thing.
The other thing, okay, good. Say that we're a family show.
As if I'd know.
We are, yeah. Let's see, 1965. It was a good year.
Yes. Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listened, and I hope you learned something, maybe had a laugh. I always learn something when I'm sitting with Tom and Truman.
You're back both, at you, sis.
Yeah, thank you. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. I'll be here with Celine.
All right.
And, oh, I have a new show coming up we forgot to talk about, but I'll tell you all about that in 2 weeks.
All right. Goodbye, all right.
Y'all. Bye, y'all. See?
You know, I was just thinking, I was getting paranoid, like, oh, I hope I didn't offend anybody when I said...